From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. State media reports that at least 29 people were killed and many injured Tuesday when a rocket landed in a busy marketplace in an eastern suburb of the Syrian capital, Damascus. The rocket landed in the Kashkul market close to rebel-held parts of eastern Ghouta, which has been under heavy bombardment by the Syrian army and its allies since last month. UN agencies are calling for the protection and safety of tens of thousands of Syrian civilians fleeing from the fierce fighting in eastern Ghouta. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the UN European headquarters in Geneva.
Eastern Ghouta is under relentless air and ground attack from forces loyal to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and their Russian ally. Aid agencies report up to 50,000 residents of eastern Ghouta have fled their homes in recent days. They say both the newly displaced and the hundreds of thousands of civilians still trapped in the besieged city are in urgent need of humanitarian assistance. The UN Refugee Agency says it is not involved with the current evacuation, but spokesman Andrei Mihecic says the UNHCR and other agencies are at makeshift collective shelters ready to deliver aid. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Afghanistan's Taliban say they are ready to discuss peace and reconciliation with the leaders of Afghan jihadi organizations opposed to the U.S.-led foreign occupation of the country, their words. The insurgent group made the overture through an official statement Tuesday, but maintained its silence over Afghan President Ashraf Ghani's recent offer of a reconciliation dialogue. The statement referred to the 2001 U.S.-led military invasion of Afghanistan as an ongoing tragedy. This is VOA News. A student with a gun opened fire in a high school hallway in the eastern U.S. state of Maryland on Tuesday, wounding two classmates before being killed during a confrontation with a school police officer. A local officer said the shooter had a prior relationship with a female student who sustained life-threatening injuries. The latest U.S. school shooting unfolded as classes were starting at Great Mills High School in St. Mary's County, about 100 kilometers south of Washington, D.C. A package bomb has exploded at a FedEx facility near San Antonio, Texas. Police are trying to determine if it's linked to recent blasts in the city of Austin. One person was injured in the Monday night explosion. Chinese President Xi Jinping issued a stern warning to Taiwan on Tuesday as he marked the beginning of his second term in office. China claims the self-ruled island of 24 million people is part of its territory. Xi says any attempt at separatism will face the, quote, punishment of history. VOA correspondent Bill Ide reports from Beijing.
For Beijing, Taiwan is a sensitive issue and potential military flashpoint. Xi has been ratcheting up the pressure ever since Taiwan President Tsai Ing-wen was elected in 2016. Tsai is a member of the pro-independence Democratic Progressive Party, but says she wants to maintain the status quo. Taiwan's foreign ministry spokesman Andrew Lee brushed aside Xi's remarks and urged other countries to support Taiwan's role as a democracy in the region. Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.
Russian diplomats ordered expelled by Britain over a nerve agent attack on British soil left the country Tuesday. They were transported from the Russian embassy in London to the airport for a flight home. Britain ordered them expelled last week, the 23 of them, after blaming Moscow for the poisoning of ex-Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia earlier this month. The British officials say the Skripals remain in critical condition. President Trump congratulated Russian President Vladimir Putin on his re-election during a phone call Tuesday, and the two leaders agreed to meet and talk soon. Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman met President Trump at the White House Tuesday amid heightened tensions between the two countries. President Trump said Iran has not been treating that part of the world or the world itself appropriately. A lot of bad things are happening in Iran, the president said. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Jones, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.